In a world where Toku fans are easy and the wrong figure arts are released for retail.
Welcome to our Season 7, Episode 10.
Whale call, because that's all I got. Could be, and a whale, and a whale. I don't know. Isn't that from, like, Blue's Clues or something?
What?
I don't remember anything about that in Blue's Clues.
Saved it. Who's this bitch? Who's this white bitch? That was one of my favorite parts from Kiefer's compilation, re-listening to that. And me, like, being serious about it.
Blues Clues.
And trying to send it, and then Aerosol's like, no, I don't need you to send it to me.
That's my favorite part from Blues Clues is when, like, this chick walked in and they're like, who's this bitch?
Like, why am I the only one taking this so seriously?
Who dat?
Oh, man.
Who dat, bitch?
Good times. I remember her from Blue's Clues. It was like when he found out that Buster had a spinoff.
Oh, yeah.
I think there was like a whole episode where we just talked about random, like, preschool TV trivia. It sounds like us, honestly.
We just talked about Arthur for 30 minutes.
Wow. Well, it's a wonderful time of day. To learn to work and play.
Oh.
And get along with each other. Yeah.
I'm gonna rub my butt together.
I don't remember that from the Arthur song.
All right,
Arthur
so,
likes it, okay? Arthur likes it.
He might.
In the butt.
You know how aardvarks are. That aardvark life.
Not even gonna. Alright,
I don't even know where the show is right now. Truly, what is happening?
My life has purely been Pokemon Go. Like, that's it. That's when I was able
right
to
now.
Log in and play, that was my life.
Once I was able to log in, I saw there was other humans outside playing it, and I took off.
It's really frightening.
And now I just play in stealth and pretend I'm not playing.
That's what I do.
I just pretend it's an EMF detector, to be honest. It's just...
I'm searching for ghosts with the Winchesters.
I mean, these people think that just because we're playing Pokemon, both of we should be friends. Get out of here.
You guys suck.
Well, everyone is the worst.
That is true.
I'm just one of the ghost facers.
Ghost faces. Like, I went to the park, like, later last night thinking there aren't going to be people here, and I was crawling with street youths. It was like Schmidt's ultimate nightmare.
Pretty much any time you go.
Yeah, it's... No pun intended.
Anytime you Pokemon Go.
And I found, like, a Pokespot, oh, and I wanted to walk youth. Farther, and I thought I heard a rattlesnake and just took off. And
is that even a thing that could happen?
Apparently, like, there's areas around here, like, preserves or reserves or whatever, but, like, my friend who works for the parks department told me, like, a few weeks ago that he's found rattlesnakes at local parks, so that, like, that's why I was, like, twice as nervous about it, because I found the Pokespot, which is outside this neighborhood, and then there's, like, a park area, and it has that long, like, tall, dead grass that's, like, looks exactly like the where there's actually an area where it's fenced off for rattlesnakes, and I was thinking, I hope there's not rattlesnakes over here. And I walked, like, literally 5 steps past, like, into it, and I heard, like, a noise, and I was like, shit. And I just, like, took off. I mean, it could have been, like, a bug or something, but I'm like, this is not worth it. I mean, it would have been funny to find, like, an Ekans or something at that moment, but there wasn't, like, to be seen, like, any Pokespots or gyms or anything after that point anyway, so it wasn't a huge loss, but still. It was funny finding the Pokespot and someone seeing me exclaim, nicely done. And I don't think they were playing, so they found it even weirder. I mean, it was nice to finally be let back into the app.
Yeah, I know. That was the biggest victory.
I've honestly found most of my stuff just sitting in my apartment, though, just because I'm, like, refusing to talk to other people. I was really happy, though. There's one spot by the grocery store that's, like, it shows it as an anime store, and I was like, fuck, they're definitely going to see me, like, being outside there trying to get it, and then it's out of business. Oh. So, but, like, I keep telling that to people. I'm like, not the Poke Spot. I'm like, how funny would that be if, like, the spot went out of business if the place was somehow closed down? Like, it's, like, so accurate.
You click on it, it just says out of business.
Yeah, that would be really funny. But, like, that was kind of a relief because I felt like, if anything, like, that would be, like, one of the easiest places to be spotted at.
It was, we were at one of the outdoor malls near me, and this fountain area, you could sit or stand or whatever you wanted to do. Sit on the ground, I don't care, whatever floats your boat. And you could hit, like, two spots at one time. Same if you were in the center court of the mall. You can hit two spots at one time. So we would, like, we would stand there. We would collect from both spots. We would walk to, like, down the little block area to hit to the middle, hit those two spots, and walk back to the fountains. And back and forth. And everyone was playing there, so there was lure set up. So we were catching Pokemon left or right. It was a ball.
That was kind of like me yesterday. We were in this like pub thing, and like it was a spot, so I just kept refreshing it, and there was these two other guys that like put up a lure there. We could tell who they were, and it was kind of like, when, let's get away from these nerds, like, put up our glasses, like, all secretly trying to catch the Pokemon and trying to just keep collecting the spot to get Pokeballs.
It was funny because we knew a group was sitting at one of the tables. We could tell that they were all playing, and so we were going back and forth and collecting the Pokespots, hatching eggs, catch a Pokemon, all that. We finally decided to head home, and like we turn out of the fountain area, and we just kind of look around. There's two security people playing. There's four other groups of friends just all huddled together playing. So there's just like all these little mini pods of friends playing this game. And, like, employees of the mall, I'm like, holy shit, it's everywhere.
It's literally changed the world. I mean, it's not 100% accurate to the Pokemon world, because otherwise people will be stopping to help, like, everyone's sob story in between gyms. But, like, then it would be truly accurate. But still, it's kind of crazy how it's, like, everywhere.
Yeah, it,
I love
it
your
really
tweet,
is.
Though, about everyone going, like, oh, Pokemon's back.
Yeah, I've seen multiple
Pokemon,
like,
didn't
go
anywhere,
go?
You did.
Yeah, like, I've seen multiple people on my friends list being like, I can't believe Pokemon's finally back, haven't had this much fun since the 90s. I'm like, Pokemon got way more fun, you should have just stayed.
You're just retarded. Oh yeah, rub that dick.
And then you get all those news stories about how, oh, people are getting hurt, people are getting robbed, and like,
that's just funny.
I'm like, people were doing this already anyway.
Right? Well, you know, I finally got back into my account, and I'm like, well, now I have two fucking accounts, so that's wonderful. Because I got impatient, didn't want to wait. I'm like, well, I'll just make this other account and see what happens.
Yeah, I have a backup account that I can't use because I don't want to.
I wanted to keep my username. So, and Dave Squirtle, which I probably won't use anyway.
I have the two accounts, and but I mean, I get a lot of stuff at work. Like, I find stuff just appears on my desk. I was talking to I don't know, one of our customers, getting information so that we could bill them, and all of a sudden just Weepin' Bell appears on my desk. So I'm sitting there like catching a Weepin' Bell, trying, like, talking to these people, trying to throw Pokeballs and not be too obvious about it. Because, well, there are other people in the room with me, so I'm like, I really don't feel like getting in trouble for doing this at work, because I'm technically not supposed to be. But, I mean, like, I carry my phone everywhere so that I'm constantly getting steps to hatch eggs and things.
I carry my phone everywhere in case I need to make calls. Or check Twitter, mainly to check Twitter, to be honest.
Who does that? Who checks Twitter?
Me. Something's bound to have happened.
But I And who does this antiquated thing makes calls?
Well, you need to call the police.
But the police. I got me a Pikachu outside my Walmart, and I was excited. I got a Nidoran female inside my Walmart, which really got me excited because I can't get a fucking Nidoran. So Monday afternoon, I get out of work. I'm like, well, let me go check out the park. Let me see what's, you know, what it's like getting stuff there. And I'm in the park, and there's like all these people. It's like 6 o'clock in the evening, and there's all these people around because they've all apparently also just gotten off of work. I mean, except the only difference is I'm like 3 minutes away. Because I work right there, so I can sit there and stare at the park all day long and watch shit happening, and I can do nothing about it. But so I'm there, and I caught a few things, like a Slowpoke and a Magikarp finally, and I'm walking along, and there's like 8 different Poke spots in the park, so I'm hitting them, as many of them as I can without it breaking, because occasionally I try to hit a spot and it doesn't want to work. It just says try again later, and
yeah.
I'm like, this is stupid. But so I'm going, I'm like, oh sweet, Nidoran male, and I touched it, what I thought was Nidoran male, and something else popped up. I don't remember what it was, like Weedle or something. I'm like, okay, I'll catch you because I have like a bunch of balls now, but I'm not. This wasn't what I was going for, because like I ran out of balls at one point. And
you know how it is.
You know how it is. Just catching so much shit, and also I have bad aim because I have no hand-eye coordination whatsoever. And so I did that, and so then I touched the Nidoran male. I'm like, fuck yes! And I'm like, let me take a snapshot of this because I'm so excited. So I took a picture of the Nidoran. I throw the ball. He gets in the ball, and the game freezes. And I was so upset. I wanted to cry. I was so mad, and I still have yet to find one I can actually capture. I mean, like the Weeping Bell that I caught on my desk, like the game did some kind of weird screw up thing, but I still caught it. It must have screwed up like as the capture got made or something. I don't know, but I closed the app, went back into it, and I had a Weeping Bell. So I was proud about that, and. But like the end of the other night, I just drove around. I was like, it's 10:30 at night. Let's go see what I can hit. I'm like, because it should be easy to just be in my car and hit poke spots because there's not as much cars on the road. Because I really don't like the whole walking around people seeing me thing. Like, it's really weird because I know like 90% of the people I'm gonna encounter now are playing this game. But it makes me uncomfortable because I'm like, I don't want them to see me playing it. I don't know. It's just, it's weird. So I'm driving around hitting spots. I'll just stop in the middle of a street. So I'm like, oh, there's no cars coming. I'll just stop in the middle of this busy street so I can hit this poke spot and keep going.
Not gonna lie.
I went by the mall and I almost hit some kids who were playing Pokemon Go because they just walk into the street like they're doing the same thing I'm doing, but I'm in a car, so I win. And I go into the mall's closed at this point. This was Sunday, and I hit a few spots, and I go up into the mall parking lot, and right in front of one of the doorways there was like 4 Pokemon. So I just sat there and touched them one at a time, caught them all, kept going. Like it's been pretty insane. And then I forgot what day it was, but then I think it was Sunday. I was complaining about the fact that my friend who was in my wedding, he just got married, his wife, her first capture was Eevee. I'm like, son of a bitch. But at that time, I couldn't find any Eevees. I found a couple, but they kept running away. I couldn't catch any. I'm like, here this bitch is, can barely spell her own name, got a fucking Eevee as her first thing. And so then my wife's like, haha, wouldn't it be funny if I downloaded this game and I caught one before you? I'm like, no? Like, well, I'm going to do it anyway. So now she's playing it. She's addicted to it. Knows almost nothing about Pokemon. Right? Beyond like Like, she'll like Squirtle, or like, she likes Rapidash because she likes horses. And, but she refers to Tangela as Blue Spaghetti.
I mean, it's accurate.
She's not wrong. It is wrong. Pretty accurate.
She's not wrong. But, so, like, you know, so these things happen, and that's what, so now she's playing, and I got her to join Team Mystic with me. Like, oh, good, you're level 5, now you gotta join a team. So she goes through the little speech that Professor Willow gives you, and she's like, so which one is it? I'm like, blue. Select blue. Okay.
And, select blue, otherwise we have to get a divorce.
Exactly. So she's been playing. She's got two Scythers. She went to, like, I tried to go get pizza the other night for dinner, and the baby wouldn't let me leave because she's overly attached to me. And so she went and got the pizza, comes back, or no, she texted me. She fucking texts me a picture of Scyther while I'm sitting on the couch. Look what I just caught. Like, son of a bitch. Then I put the baby to sleep tonight. She wakes me up. I put the baby in bed. She's like, yeah, I caught some of the stuff. I'm like, sitting on the couch? She's like, no, actually, I went driving around. I'm like, what the fuck? Comes back, she got a pincer, another Scyther, like a whole bunch of other shit. I'm like, what the fuck are you doing? She got Diglett and I don't know. I'm like, god damn.
I need to take a trip down there. I don't got any of those fucks around here.
Well, I mean, she got Jigglypuff. I've hatched Jigglypuff, I've hatched Diglett and Tentacool. I've hatched a few things. I've been walking around hatching shit like crazy. I just, like, when no one's in the office, I just get up and walk around, like, a lot. Like, for no reason. And it's so upsetting, I still
that's
can't
get... That's how we found Squirtle and Rhyhorn today.
I still can't get... That's what pissed me off, too. This bitch, so she starts with Bulbasaur. She didn't really know which one to pick. She just ended up with Bulbasaur. She just kind of touched the map, and the first one that it picked was Bulbasaur. And then she catches a Squirtle also. I'm like, well, fuck, now you have two starters. I'm sitting here with just my damn Squirtle. I've tried catching Bulbasaurs. They don't want to stay in the damn ball. They just run away like a douchebag. Can't find a Charmander. Like, what the fuck is wrong with me? She just laughs. Whenever she catches something I don't have, she fucking laughs. But like, we went to see Central Intelligence with The Rock and Kevin Hart. That movie was fucking hilarious.
Was it?
And
it looked pretty funny. Really,
I loved it. And so we go get Popeyes, and the Popeyes was a gym, which just made me happy. I'm like, this, my life is complete now. Popeyes is a Pokemon gym. we're sitting there, and the Goldeen appears, and I hit the button, and my wife stands up, and I can't make it up. The Goldeen appeared on her vagina, and the jokes just started writing themselves. I said, stay still, let me... don't move, and I shouldn't have said anything because then she moved. And so now anytime I'm in the car and I'm doing something, and because she's been driving everywhere so that I can play Pokemon Go.
A Nidoran male. That's funny.
Son of a bitch.
Let's catch it.
I love that little rad fucker. I mean, she plays it in the car now too, but like every time I turn to the side, she thinks I'm fucking like taking a picture of some kind of Pokemon on her boobs. I'm like, no, I'm just trying to catch it. God, I'm not always taking a picture of you.
Oh, it broke out. You son of a bitch. Don't you do this to me.
Ah, it doesn't like you.
There you go.
Let's see. What else has happened with that game? Like, and then, so
gotta get every detail
for playing it. And one of our salesmen comes into the office this morning, and he starts asking us about it. And the man's like, I don't know, gotta be like around 50. My boss's son, who's turning 26, I guess now today because it's now Thursday. He proceeds to show him the game and is teaching him how to play it, got him to download it. So now he's sitting there this dude's sitting there in the office, doesn't turn the sound off on his phone, he don't give a fuck.
He's just sitting there playing Pokemon Go in our office, making all this noise. I'm like, what in the fuck is happening around me? I don't even know anymore. All I know is I'm about to be alone in my office for 2 days because they're all going to a convention, and I'm going to be sitting there by myself, which means I got a lot of free time. So shit's getting done because, yeah, I got shit to do. But I've been just playing this game like crazy. And then when I'm not playing that game because I'm just sitting at my desk instead of walking around, I play TMNT Legends and Pokemon Shuffle and Disney Crossy Road and regular Crossy Road. And it's really hard to keep up with all these things because every 6 hours, each Crossy Road gives me a free gift. I have to keep up with that. And you get free stuff every 3 hours on Ninja Turtles. Yeah. And there's a daily coins on the Pokemon Shuffle I try to get, and daily gift on Miitomo, and it's like I have to go through a whole checklist of things of what did I do today to make sure I hit them all. Let's see, in non Pokemon related things, I got my Kyoryuger book with the Blu-ray and the Jujutsu, and I was like, holy shit, this really all did come for 4,000 yen. That's awesome. So that's spiffy. And I got I finally bought the Mega Mewtwo X and Y collections. I was at Walmart the other day because I wanted something to buy, and I got the Blastoise. Like, I'm like, I never bought these, and they don't have any Power Ranger toys, and I was mad, and so I'm like, let me buy this. And then I got the Blastoise EX box because Blastoise. And then I bought an EV card binder, and I've been putting all my cards into the binder now instead of having them like everywhere. Like all my cards going back like from the beginning. So That's been a chore for the past 3 days. The baby keeps trying to touch them. I have to explain to her that no, you're not allowed to touch the cards. And what was the other thing? I got those, and I found the Shaman plush and the Shaman card set. I still gotta get the figure. So that's 2 out of 3, and then I don't know. It's just insanity. My life is just Pokemon everywhere, as far as the eye can see, and it's glorious.
And there is nothing wrong with that.
Oh, that's what happened. I went to go buy stuff at the Disney store, and because we were pre-ordering. Well, no, we pre-ordered the Beauty and the Beast movie, 25th anniversary, whatever the fuck edition. But then I don't remember if it was that day. Well, we went back again once we got Kaylee back, and we were getting a couple of things, and my card didn't work. I was like, what the fuck? So I gave them cash, so I was getting something else. I went home, and I had gotten an email from my bank saying they switched my card to PIN number only because of some kind of a suspicious transaction that was something that, like, is like they – uses a test transaction that people use to like steal your money, so they shut my card down and they're sending me a new one in like 5 to 7 working days. I'm like, oh, okay, that's fine. So I have to try and watch everywhere I go and make sure that I only try to use my card in places that I can use it as a debit card. And I went today and I went to go buy comics, and it's like the Comixology is set to pay through Amazon, which uses my debit card, and it would not let the transaction go through because of the card being shut down. And I was very upset. I was all set to buy a bunch of comic books, and it wouldn't let me, and I was mad, and I wanted to hurt someone, and I blame Brian.
Yeah, well.
Brian's over here stealing my identity, trying to be me, and it's not going to work, Brian. Nobody can be me but me.
That's okay. I don't want to be you.
I don't want to grow up because I'm a Toys R Us kid.
That's exactly true.
It really is. It is. It is sad, sad state of our lives is that we are all still Toys R Us kids.
I was just there today.
Overpriced as fuck.
Yeah, well.
not have any new toys. Like, if you're going to be overpriced as fuck, you may as well at least give me something to buy. Nope. Just chuck a test of it on the realistic mount.
That's an oldie.
Yeah, so's your mom.
Oh. So anyway, yeah, how about that? Come back
for that, do you, you bastard? So no, it's time for ramble, ramble, ramble time.
What?
What? I thought that's what we were doing. We're not doing ramble time?
As a good idea as that is.
We still have news to talk about and ghosts to meander through for like 5 minutes. So.
God damn it, Brian.
I didn't even say that. Alright, so news. We got a whale.
So we got.
We have a whale of a tale to share with you.
It's a whale of a tale.
It's like my level.
It's a whale of a tale, 20,000 leagues under the sea. So we now have seen the robot mode of Cube Whale, and it is glorious. There's like a giant whale face on his chest.
It's an angry 8-bit whale face, and I love it.
Like, I don't know who designed it, but I want to hug them. Because I feel like they need a hug. And so that happened. And then we also saw the combination. I honestly can't say its name because it's too confusing.
Let's see, Wild Tosai Dodeca King.
It's just every Dodeca part Adrian. Of... It's the part of all the their names that's
Cause,
not cause duo.
The whale's robot form is Dodecayo.
Right. Dodecahedron, which would be 12, except this is more than 12. This is 14.
This is either 10 or 14, depending on how you look at it, so it's wrong no matter which way.
It's wrong no matter what math term you use.
Maths.
Dawson loves math.
It's plural. If you're British, you get more of them.
Oh, God.
Chris knows how it is.
Chris would know how it is because he is black.
Chris Lives Matter. Too far! I knew it before I said it, but I said it anyway.
Yeah. Anyway, then we got a picture of the Juo Cube Final.
Changer.
Which is a... Yeah, the Juo Changer Final. I'm looking at cards, okay? I'm trying
Juo
to do
Pimp
this.
Phone. It's like G's Pimp Phone, but square.
It is.
It is the best thing ever. It apparently can...
Exaggeration.
It can do all the cubes, and it can allow Kaiza to turn into Juo, the Juo Bird, and he's orange.
By giving... Yamato, his Juman power, he lost a little bit of color, and he lost his identity, so he's just a bird.
he got some yellow mixed into his red, and became orange. So that happened, and I'm excited about that. And then we got Cube Octopus. Cube Octopussy. Is green and has a question mark on it because it's just like, what the fuck? and it can combine with Juo King to make Juo King Octopussy.
Creative.
I like how it just kind of like sits on top of it.
And so that's the thing that we're doing. And of course, there's the Sentai Hero for Juo Bird. All of those things are November releases, with the exception of the whale, which is October. That we knew already.
Right.
And that's all the capitals there are.
Okay, starting with the whale, I like the robot form.
I do.
The face just gets me. I understand its emotion.
What I like is that, what is it, Wild Tosai Dodeca King, whatever the fuck it's called.
Yeah.
Its legs are just cubes 1 through 8 stacked up on top of each other. Like, one leg is 1 through 4, the other leg is 5 through 8.
It's so lazy.
And then, is 9
They're using the cubes concept as cubes. I mean, what's next? Tokyuger using its trains gimmick? They're not even trying.
Like, I saw that complaint so much. And
people
I don't even
seriously
understand.
Getting mad at Juojer succeeding in what it's going for.
How dare it use cubes properly?
Yeah, like...
I love this thing. I don't care if people can go suck my big fat hairy cock.
I'm not super big on the arms. I think they might look better in person.
Ryan's comment about not fitting the whole trailer on there worries me.
Yeah, because I don't see where it will fit.
Just stick it on the back. Check out the back. I don't know. But, like, if... I don't know about how that'll fit in. I'm just glad that it... will all fit together if it actually.
You could probably just have it ride the trailer because of the way the connectors work.
But
and the way the
I
legs
like
are.
The look of Wild Tosai King better. Like, just look wise. Like, I'm glad you can fit them all together, but I think he looks more appealing like this right now. And, like, I feel like the suit will look better, but I'm not huge on the whale right now. But we'll see how it looks when he gets in motion.
So
there's that. The Hydra Changer looks really nice. I just imagine that in Bandai's gold paint, and I drool a little bit. It's gonna look really nice. I'm trying to figure out like its functions because the number pad only has one activation button now, and because it needed room for 10 and. Is this a zero? Zero and an exclamation point and a question mark for the remaining cubes. Condor and then the weapons and then the octopus.
Octopussy.
So, like, you hit the button and you just line up everything appropriately, so it just works off of one function button now. But from what I can gather, like, you have the singular transformation into Juo Bird. But then everything else, you can, like, summon all of the cubes. And, like, if you look at it, like, I just now noticed that the Kirin is there, Octopus is there, Condor is there, but Owl is there, too. So that's, like,
really?
Super Roll cool.
That confirmed.
Yeah, because he's green. Like, the little thing right next to Kirin is the
I thought
green
that was
owl.
Octopus.
No, he's right below. Octopus is right below it.
Oh, I'm not even near my computer. I'd have to actually go back in the room with the computer. I'm done with the cards.
So yeah, that's an owl. So that's cool. And then for the robot mode, it shows whatever the formation with the condor is, Juo Icarus or whatever it's called, and the Juo King Octopus.
Juo Icarus.
It can do like everything. So that's I'm really looking forward to that one. Hopefully that one's not broken. Oh, that'd be fantastic.
Yeah.
And Octopus is kind of whatever. Octopus seems very movie mecha, even though it's not.
It really does.
There's a movie coming out I don't know about. But
secret movie?
That's
well,
what
always
he
a
feels
movie
like to
about.
Me, but... Oh, well. He's neat for what he is, so...
I wish Juo Bird looked a little bit different.
Yeah, I wish his chest... I don't mind him using the same helmet again. I wish his chest was a little bit different. But
I feel like it would be cool if...
I get what they're going for, at the very least.
If it... Like, if he looked pretty much exactly like him. If, like, whatever Red's name is.
Martel?
Yeah. If he just, like, full-on always looked like Whale, but that's probably something they wouldn't do. Like, that became his default.
Yeah, me and my friend were talking about that the other day, like...
Wait, you have a friend?
If he would just... What?
You have a friend?
Brian's friends with everyone. Brian's friends with the whole world.
Yeah, that's basically true. like, if he used, like, Whale constantly because Kaiza Bird is now Geo Bird, but... We'll see what happens. He's got Gorilla still, too, so...
No, Gorilla's gonna come back and be an orange gorilla.
George wants him to be a pink gorilla.
There you go.
Even better.
That's the other, like, reddish spectrum color that they could pick is pink. Yeah, that should be really funny.
It would be. Like, I want to see it.
A big buff pink gorilla with an orange bird. And now Red's the whale.
The Geodude team would just be so colorful after that.
I'm colorful.
Oh my God, I really want that to happen now. Like, I saw George's tweet, I was like, really, dude? And now the more I think about it, the more I really want it to happen. Look what you planted.
Someone Photoshop it at least.
Oh, yeah.
Look what you've done, George. You've made Brian a pink gorilla.
A pink.
You turned Brian into pink? Pink buff gorilla. Mm.
Now Brian is into that kind of pink buff gorilla porn.
You know it. It's the best kind.
Next he's going to be checking out novelty horse heads.
You know how it is.
It's a gateway. It's a slippery slope. It's a slippery slope to novelty horse heads, George. I hope you're happy with yourself.
So I think that's it for news.
I'm nude. Oh, the I don't know if you ever mentioned it, but the order has gotten all of its money.
I think order, so. I thought we talked about that last week. Maybe not.
Like, I don't know.
I pretty much knew with how cultish the fandom is that it was going to happen, but I didn't expect it to happen this fast.
Hi, Kaylee.
Yeah.
What's the matter?
This life sucks.
There's a demon under your bed. It's going to kill you. Run away. It's under Kevin's, too. Get out while you can. Demons everywhere. The house isn't safe.
If there's a demon under the bed, it's probably Kaylee.
That's what I was going to say.
There's an angel under the bed. Run. It has a cross.
That's fucked up.
The power of Chris from HJU compels you. He's from HJU. They know what's up.
Dear Lord.
They know that Pokemon Go is just one giant tokusatsu reference. Somehow. I don't know where their logic is.
Nudes?
No, we already did that.
Oh, fuck. So there's no other nudes? Because I'd like to take some. I can't take any? No? No?
We should talk about... I don't even know what's happening on Ghost, but
is it superhero Taimu?
Is it, though? There's not even any superheroes here?
You don't know what superheroes are, Dawson. You just don't know. You don't fucking know, okay?
A bunch of people that fight over misunderstandings and, like, protecting smiles.
You cockstain, you don't know.
They're just a bunch of dentists with low IQs.
So, superhero Taimu.
Just Ghost.
Just Ghost-o. Double Boost-o. Double Ghost-o.
No.
Enough to make Dawson piss himself in fear.
There's only one transformation, but still. I don't even need the heroic icons anymore because I have Mugen. Boost-o! Ghost! Son of a bitch! You don't need that form. Why is the form given to you by your dad more powerful than all these legends? Doesn't make any sense.
Okay, because his mom is dead.
37.
Got two genitals.
Was all about, like, proving that all the other forms weren't total shitballs. I feel like the hermit in this case, and, like, all of the Gamma in this situation were, like, Bandai, use the new form, use the new form, use your strongest form, and Tiger's like, no, I don't wanna.
I got these other forms, and I'm gonna use them, damn it.
It's my money, and I need it now.
All the bad guys are Bandai, wanting to pimp out the new form, and Takeru is like the stubborn shop owners that want him to try to sell the old toys.
Takeru is Mr. S.
It's funny because it kind of reminds me of the whole Mach complaining that Drive gets new upgrades and he doesn't, because it's almost like almost meta and like referencing like a trope that happens when like at the end of the series they basically spam the final form or forms and like most things get like left by the wayside.
Yeah.
Like I love that episode because of all that, like because he just sat there using all these other like, forms. Yeah, and
the fight scene was gorgeous in that episode.
Yeah, the fight scene was cool, but
and
like
then apparently
the logic...
he can use Ryoma and Himiko and Goemon with his regular mode, which is just blew my mind.
I think Ryoma looks better with looks better with the regular thing on it, because like the red almost contrasts too much off of it, and I really like the jacket suit of it. But like
what he said,
I like the concept of it and like seeing the fight scene, but like logically it also doesn't make sense, because it's like playing a video game and like using your like 10 damage sword because it was your friend instead of like your like final weapon to fight the final bosses. It's like I'm just gonna use the better equipment, you know? It's just kind of funny.
I got the better equipment.
Dear Lord, I knew that was happening as soon as I said it.
But so did your mom.
But I liked the idea behind it, especially since they're people, but like just logically it doesn't make sense. Especially when you're fighting these enemies that have proven they are having a hard time being taken down by your regular powers.
Yeah, it's like you picked a really hard time to try to prove your friendship goals.
Yeah, like, exactly.
Squad like, goals.
And, you know, it also would have been an even cooler episode if, like, we had been introduced to them better as, like, individual persons, like, done. Like, I think we talked about when they started doing the episodes where we actually saw them as individuals, that they should have just done that from the beginning instead of, like, sporadically just do random shit with, like, no meaning. I think it would have been cooler if we'd been introduced to him like that from the beginning.
That kind of really pissed me off watching this episode, and, like, when he was having conversations with them, and, like, the Musashi icon would glow when he was talking to it. I'm like, this is what I wanted out of the show from the beginning.
Yeah.
And he just kind of mucked it up for 20 episodes.
Yeah, because they should have done that from the very start, and instead I feel like we've gotten two or three decent ones where it was like a focus on the guy, and the other ones just seem kind of randomly thrown in, and it could have been so much more.
It could have been a contender.
So much more.
I almost wonder if, like, it is one of those, you know, retooling-esque things that, you know, you always hear about. It's a retooling!
It's less like, retooling, and more, I feel that's what they wanted to do from the very beginning, but Toei mucked it up at the beginning. Or not really Toei, but Bandai and TV Asahi kind of mucked it up at the beginning, wanting to, like, just get all this shit out. And so then finally, once they had all this shit out, they could actually do what they wanted to. That's how I feel.
Yeah, that's one of those cases where I really would love to know, like, behind-the-scenes things. Like, we don't always know the behind-the-scenes things for all the shows here, but, like, a lot of the time you can find information about, like, something like Arrow or, like, Game of Thrones or something where, oh, this
and
is
I'll
why
tell you,
this
like,
happened
we wanted
scenes.
To do this, but DC said you can't mention Amanda Waller anymore because nerds' heads will explode.
yeah, like, stuff like that, like, you can just find out, but, like, the stuff from behind the scenes Toku is so hard to find a lot of cases, so like I would love to know about that, because Ghost production and the pacing and like the way they approached everything does seem kind of all over the place, honestly, more so than usual.
Yeah
it's really really strange. And I also like how the entirety of 37 was all about friendship with his icons, and other forms have strength too. And then, like, at the beginning of 38, he uses Billy the Kid. I'm like, oh, maybe he is just gonna use older stuff now. And then he goes Mugen to fight the crab thing that just formed. I'm like, well, there goes that. The crab thing's
kind of retarded.
Like, what was even the point of that?
Are good on your own right, but if a God Miser is involved, you're gonna have to sit out. I'm sorry.
Like, and I loved how, like, he summoned them all one behind the other, and they all came out to fight, and then they all got their asses kicked by the God Miser.
I was kind of upset. I'm like, wow, that was really good.
They're getting murdered.
Yeah, oh, that lasted 15 seconds. Oh, God, oh, this is bad.
Oh, they slotted.
Oh, they got shredded.
I feel like Necron wasn't even in that episode. To be honest, I feel like he isn't in most episodes. Poor Necron, he became invisible as soon as he put on that poncho.
Which is funny because it's so bright.
It's really an invisibility poncho, honestly.
Oh, was it 38?
I don't know.
It was 38. He tosses Alon Billy the Kid. I'm like, oh, we're gonna see something new, and he just shoves it in the Ganga catcher. I'm like, oh.
Oh, I didn't watch the last 4 minutes of the episode because I came out here and started doing other things and then forgot to go finish watching it.
And
spoilers, Brian!
Like,
God!
Kind of moving over to 38. 38 just pissed me the fuck off. 39, rather. I'm episode off. Yeah. 38 and 39 right now. 39 was just pissing me the fuck off.
I feel like, with less than 10 episodes left, we shouldn't be doing Story of the Week anymore.
Yeah, exactly. And to top it off, like, there's the situation where everyone's body swapped, and so they're like, oh, the girl that must be the dad. And so they find the girl, and the girl's just like this stern, emotionless face, and just kind of walks off like some sort of soldier. And they don't think of the fact that the God Miser could have switched bodies too. They don't even think about that. And then they find out that the dad is in, like, some sort of, like, fishy investigation. There's some weird carp situation going on.
No. Magikarp salesman. Finally, yeah. He's come under investigation for his crimes against James.
And so, like, the suspicious guy was like, oh, meet at the... I'll have what you asked for soon. And then he gets a call and, like, oh, meet me at the... What they call it, the wharf?
The Alibaba.
It's a really funny word, the wharf. at 1 o'clock, and they go there, and then eventually they find
the
dude that he was supposed to be investigating. And it's like, okay, so first of all, you don't even think about the fact that the stuff that the guy that got beat up had was the information on where the fugitive is. You don't even think about that. The cop doesn't even think about that. He's just like, oh, you were feeding him information, you scum, and he runs off. And the God Miser's acting like a complete dill hole. And they don't even think about the fact that it could be the dad. They don't think about any of this, and it's infuriating.
The God Miser's just, like, flopping around, and Adele's like, what the fuck is happening with him? And then the other guy, Miles, was like, oh, yeah, he's broken. we can't do anything about that. Sorry.
So he was supposed to switch bodies, except he actually switched bodies himself.
Oh, my phone's in my pocket.
It's like, he broke. He absorbed your sister, who transformed for all of 2 seconds. And then she died, and
but not really broke. Died, because...
Is this the first time Igor died, or... Spoiler, Igor died. I don't know if you saw that part or not.
No, I think he's blown up before.
I thought he died a couple other times. I don't remember anymore, because I don't really care.
I liked the part where he got, like, scared of Akari. Like, she just, like, raised her hand to pimp slap him, and he was like, ah! He was like a battered housewife.
He got hit by Adele. What the fuck is her name? She's not Adele.
Hello from the
No,
outside.
She's not fat enough.
I don't care, honestly.
I don't know anyone's name, I'm going to be honest.
Sister character.
What's her name? Wait. Karu, it's not right. Canon, she's a camera.
Oh, yeah. Hello? Yeah.
Oh, I thought we were dead for a second.
Yeah.
The audio got, like, dead quiet, like I didn't even hear the dead noise. Hello? I was
trying to...
Oh, sorry.
Where's it's Dalton? Me.
Yeah. Trying to take a picture.
She decided to be slightly relevant this episode to be a host for Billy the Kid.
Billy the Kid.
Beery.
Beery? Oh, no. Not this one.
He was featured in this episode because they donated enough points to the order that Billy the Kid was going to be featured. They wearing said that Billy was going to wear his great suit, but they just meant that Billy the Kid was going to be an episode of Ghost.
Easy mistake, right?
Classic Billy and Billy mess around. There's one for the bingo.
So, the moral of this is that...
We have no morals.
38 was pretty good, and 39 was gutter trash.
It was, well, like I said, we shouldn't be doing these fillers so close. I feel like... It maybe is a smid soon to be getting super endgamey, but we should be in the neighborhood. Like, Drive was kind of like that because it was kind of, like, doing a bunch of different things and wrapping up a bunch of different plot points and kind of being a little bit unpredictable. But, like, at this point, normally you should be, like, eyeing the endgame and not eyeing Freaky Friday bootleg.
Adele's monster form looked stupid.
It did. Like, his head I thought it was going to be badass. And I was like, what the hell is this noise now? Is this a monster from Mighty Morphin Power Rangers? What the hell?
His head was basically a shittier version of a Bloomin' Onion from Outback.
It's not even the one with the fries on top of it.
It was a loaded Bloomin' Onion. You can get that on Big Brother.
Yeah, I know, right?
On Big Brother.
That's kind of why it was in my head.
Mine too.
But anyway,
I caught four dodo outside the movie theater, all standing next to each other in a little flock. It's really fucking weird and creepy.
I haven't found a dodo yet. You guys have all the different shit that I don't have up here.
You have shit I don't have, you fucking douche nozzle.
Well, yeah, that's.
I mainly catch Pidgeys and Rattatas because I just stay in my apartment like a hermit.
Dawson is the guy from Ghost.
There's other trainers outside. Wait, I'm Patrick Swayze? I don't want to go out with lesbian Demi Moore.
Demi Moore's always a lesbian.
It's like a fifth grader's haircut in that movie.
It's like a fifth grader's penis in that movie.
Dear Lord. Anyway, speaking of Patrick Swayze, now it's time for...
Ramble time.
Perfect in sync. Acapella, like on point.
I was Fat Amy. Can I be Fat Amy?
I don't know who that is.
You.
Anyway, so Pokemon was about. Yes.
I don't know. I'm not caught up yet. I only watched two of the four episodes I have on the DVR.
They found that like scientist chick in the forest, and Clement was getting it on with her, and Bonnie was really upset.
Oh, yeah, I want to
get it on with Clement.
Which confused the hell out of me, because Bonnie always says that stupid thing, like, oh, she's a keeper, and God, I want to strangle that little son of a bitch.
She's a keeper! I know, Bonnie is the worst.
Anyhow, like, she does that all the time, and then, like, he actually hit it off with this scientist chick, and then she got all pissy about it.
I feel like she wants to find the person for him.
Yeah,
so
she just
credit.
Got mad because she didn't find him. No, she here's did. My bad experience.
She My did it to the scientist lady. She did the, you're a keeper. And she said, oh, okay.
I keep her, I better get out of here.
I sat down with Kaylee. I said, we're going to watch Pokemon finally. She's like, okay, cool. I turn on, like, the episode. And the first one on the DVR is from several weeks. It's the Bionicle episode from several weeks ago.
Binary.
Binnacle.
2 seconds into the episode, I get Bonnie singing to Squishy. Like,
oh, yeah, that's the thing that happened that episode.
I'm like, son of a bitch. I'm all excited, I'm going to catch up, and I have to listen to this shit? Fuck my life.
Did you just get up and walk away?
I wanted to, but I was sitting on the couch doing, probably playing Pokemon or something. I don't know. So I just didn't do it. But I was really mad. Like why? Why do I have to endure this all the time? I feel like somebody got pissed off at me for some reason.
And just to continue with the anime, because the actual episode was trash. Like, we were just talking last
Gudra's
week
a cock.
About Gudra, and the next day, the episode airs in Japan, and Gudra comes back to be a sixth party member.
Yeah, I saw that, but didn't we mention that he was coming back for an episode?
Oh, yeah.
No, I said he was in the episode.
Oh, okay.
He was visible in the episode when Serena was doing her masterclass thing, because Gudra was with the marshland dude, and he was voting because it was like American Idol. You could vote with your phones,
and you hold your phone.
Sat there with a really
TV.
Determined look on his face.
Oh, 1-866 Idols 04 or whatever. You know how it is.
But you can't
that
you
idol can't, life.
You can't just text it. You have to like text it and then hold your phone towards the screen.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I really want to know why they did
world.
That.
Oh,
I stand tall cause I know
no, that's
I'm
not
a
right
winner.
Send you to the wrong world.
Knock me down, I just get up again.
No, make it stop.
I stand tall cause I know
what did I ever do, guys?
Winner. Pokemon. Pokemon. Gotta catch them all.
Doo-doo.
It's really like Chris Tucker just takes over. Gotta catch him out!
Jamon Lee! Jamon!
Come on, Lee, gotta catch him out!
Whenever it's time to go somewhere in my house and my wife wants me to get up, she just looks at me and goes, Jamon Lee!
I always say that when people like refuse to start turning in a turn lane when it turns green and like we're stopped, I'm like, Jamon Lee! Jamon!
Oh, no, when people are stopped in a turning lane, she just says, what the fuck are you doing? Get the fuck out the way! Fucking turn already!
I can verify that. That does happen.
And then Kaylee, get out of my mommy's way! Because now Kaylee has road rage, so...
That's just the demon. You know how it is.
I know. I had to call up a crossroads demon and make a deal, and
then it went inside of her, and then oh, that's her. She makes the deal secretly. You know how it is. Anyway, but so that's still that, kind of
now
like
now when
a
you make
out.
A deal with her, you have to make out with her, and it's just really awkward.
I mean, granted, I don't think Ash would have like ran out into the like woods and caught a Pokemon and then came back to the league for a sixth member, but still,
yes, he would. Snow
it's
runs.
Like, I always thought there was a chance that... Well, that, he caught that well before the league. Because there was that whole, like, we gotta learn Ice Beam, stop stealing my shit stuff.
That wasn't well before the league.
It was before he was actually in it, though. That would have counted if he would have done that. If he would have caught it in the same time frame as he would have caught Snorunt.
It was pretty close.
Nope.
Your mother's a whore.
Don't really care. but... I kind of assumed that there was a chance he would have come back for the league back when he left, but it still would have been nice to have like an actual sixth team member instead of, hey, let's do another dragon type on my team, because why not? I have 85 flying types.
We said it last week, but Ash's team is just fucked the fuck up.
It is. It's just...
Like, it's a physically strong team... But its type coverage is shit.
He's gonna across a bunch of Carbink on like one dude's gonna have a team of six Carbink and they're just gonna be like, oh, Rock Fairy motherfucker. What you gonna do? And he'll be like, shit.
Well, and like it's kind of a weird thing to think about, but like when you see Ash's team together, like when they're all out, there's always kind of a generally like
know,
cohesive
team
look
was
to
out.
Them. And like when you see this team together, it doesn't flow together. There's like this really weird, just this awkward feeling about the whole bunch. Like, I don't know. I hope that they handle it better next season. Next series, they handle his team better. The female lead decides what she wants to do before episode 75. Like, I don't know.
If only.
Like, the most, like, thrilling character development she gets is when she freaks out and cuts her hair by the lake or whatever the hell happened. I don't know, it's some horror movie shit. I mean, we pretty much know at this point that the other male character is just going to be a catchphrase. Like, that's the character.
He's just going to be a catchphrase.
That's what it is. It's either connoisseur or science. God only knows what the next one will be.
Once we start getting the gym leaders for Alola, we have to take bets on who's going to be the male traveling.
And what their catchphrase is going to be. That'll just be an episode.
A whole episode of the podcast is just us placing our bets.
We might need that during the summer.
Yeah, possibly. So, other than that, I don't think there's any more anime that are stuff. Missing.
One at a time.
I'm talking to myself because I'm a whore. I have more cards that are missing and I don't know where the
fuck they are. You know how whores are. Schizophrenic.
You know how they is. So right after we recorded the podcast, the next day, of course, Nintendo was like, "Here's another Pokemon." So we were welcome, introduced Earth. To Salandit, the Poison Fire type.
Poison Fire, which is amazing.
It's like a badass bandit.
I love this guy, and then he has the ability Corrosion, which allows him to poison anything, including
in the dome
steel types.
I know, right?
And shut the fuck up. Steel types and other poison types, which is just awesome. And that's going to be like a big thing.
I hope he's either not incredibly frail or he ends up evolving into something like a crocodile level of strength, because I want like that ability on something that's a little bit more tanky, because that just benefits poison. Obviously, being a tanky Pokemon helps a lot with using poison damage, but Poison Fire is an absolutely amazing like new type combination, which is great, and that ability is really awesome. So
and I really like his design, too.
Yeah, it's neat.
And then, like, a little bit later on, we got, like, a what-the-fuck duo that, like...
Yeah, the Korokoro leaked. Who knows when we're actually going to get English names for these, because it took us forever to get Rockruff and Komala.
Yeah.
But we did get Pedo Bear, so...
We got Pedo Bear... And the ghost that just wants to be loved.
Like...
The ghost that wants to be Pikachu.
Of all the ones that are introduced so far, they're probably my least favorite, like, initial reveals, but I do really like the concept behind the ghost Pokemon. I've seen some what-if fan art of, like, what if he tried to be other Pokemon, and I think that would be really cool if, like, he had different forms of, like a Bulbasaur or,
other
like,
popular Pokemon?
Yeah. Like Stunfisk. Fuck that guy.
Like, I saw them, and my first reaction was...
Agumon. Oh.
Was, what the fuck are these? And I was, like, aggravated. And then I started looking at them more, and I'm like, oh my god, these are the best thing ever. Like, because I saw them, like, is this serious?
They're
is
so stupid looking, it's fantastic.
I mean, like, I saw them the Cerebi, bear? And I know Cerebi would not post it if it wasn't real.
Right.
So I'm like, well, this has to be real. And I'm just, what the fuck is that? What is happening? I just didn't know what to say, what to do. And then I just loved them. Like, there's the Pokemon, a lot of the designs in this gen are so ridiculous that you can't help but, like, just love everything about them.
And yet people are going to go, oh my god, these designs are so lazy. Kanto
is not a real Pokemon.
All hail Execute.
Oh, I already.
All hail Voltorb.
I already encountered that. You know, I first downloaded Go, and I'm sitting at work, and my boss's son, the asshole, comes in, and
you know, we're talking about it or whatever, and and we said something about how, you know, right now it's only the first 150, but they're going to add more later. And the first thing he said, I mean, he didn't even miss a beat and just goes, I hope they don't. I'm like, I hope you die.
You punch him? Please tell me you punched him.
I need my job.
Whoops, I tripped. Right in the face, like, oh.
I really wanted to punch him. I mean, I want to punch him every day for other reasons, just because he's a douchebag. But I wanted, like, I didn't know what to say that wouldn't have just been, get the fuck out of here right now before I kill you. Like, I can't stand that kind of ignorance. Like, it, like, you just blatantly assume that the first ones are the best. Like, and did you look at the rest of them? Most of the
Kanto designs are kind of garbage.
Like, we were, we were talking about it again this morning, and he was talking about, like, you know, a lot of how he's saying something about how a lot of the newer designs are bad, and he was saying, you know, how, oh, he likes like Han Edge and Aegis Slash in them. He's like, but doesn't like Chandelure and Lampent.
Like Chandelure.
I'm like, well, that's what I said. I'm like, but those are awesome. He's like, they look stupid. I'm like, well, I've got one and it kills everything in sight. So
Fire Psychic is, or no, it's Fire Ghost, Ghost, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yep.
Ghost.
That's a cool combination.
It's a very cool combination, and I love him.
And it made it into Pokken somehow.
I wanted to come home and hug him. Like, I wanted to find a way to hug my Chandelure, because then I felt like it hurt his feelings.
It's really funny, like, usually, like, when you, like, a lot of the time I'll see Gen 1ers talk about how 150 was enough. Or, like, just people in general. And it was funny, when I was out with my friend and his sister, she didn't know what it was, and we were trying to explain it to her, and she said, like, well, how many are there? And I said, well, right now, just on the app, is 150. And she goes, that's it? I'm like, finally, a normal reaction. Like, it was just weird from, like, an outsider compared to, like, the people that are like, oh, 150 is plenty. I'm like, well, no, there's, like, 700 of them. And then I just realized how overwhelming that would be for a first start. Like,
yeah, I saw just a random person on a Facebook comment from one of my friends I was talking about Go, and he was just like, well, I don't know what this is, but I want to know what 151 and turned into over 700. I'm like, go fuck yourself.
Like we were talking about it this morning, because then, like, after he was showing the guy how to play the game, he asked him, well, how many of them are there to catch? And we said, well, there's 150 of them on there, but, like, total there's, like, 721, and then they've already shown, like, over 20 more for the next set of games and everything. So there's even more than that now. Like, insane.
When I was talking about it with George, I think I get why they did Kanto to start, but it almost would have been cool if they would have done around 150, but then just done a sampling from every gen, just to keep it a little fresh. Because, like, I'm still loving Pokemon Go, but there's, like, a part of me that's slightly bored at just, like, the excitement of finding various Pokemon, because it's just Kanto, and, like, I would love to just find a bunch of Pokemon I love all around.
I think it'd be kind of interesting if the next update wasn't region specific.
Yeah, it would be.
And they just kind of randomly dumped packs.
It would just keep things more fresh, and also, so, like, if you're, like, a huge fan of Gen 4 or 5, you're not just waiting for the longest time, and instead, like, every now and then when there's an update, you could get Pokemon from all the gens.
Yeah.
It would kind of make it nice. And it would, like, the game structure, like, in terms of the way things work with the gyms and the teams, is already different than the main series, and instead of chronologically going Kanto through, like, Alola, if they add that, then it would kind of continue to be different in that way.
I'm excited because I can't wait till they add Alola and I can catch Petobear in real life.
You'll probably find it in, you know, playgrounds, kindergartens. You know how it is.
Apparently you can find coughing in a Holocaust museum, so that's fun.
I love how the description... Dawson with the
poison gas.
The description of Petobear says, people in Alola are scared of Kitaruguma, to the point of having warning signs about it. It is really strong and can break anything in two. It likes to hug its trainers, but it is too strong. Raising one puts your life in danger.
From death hugs.
Like, it's just, it's so friendly and loving, but it's too strong and it just kills everybody.
It almost makes me feel bad and want to hug it, but then I'll die. That's a good plan. Let's do that.
I'm fine with that.
Let's do that next week. I got a couple things I want to finish watching, and then I'm good.
I'm fine with you dying.
To be honest, I just want to find out what happens on The Flash, and then, like, my life's complete.
Yeah. Fucking Kid Flash looks pretty. But yes, I'm really excited. Every time we get more Pokemon, I just, like, get a massive erection and want more.
I'm looking forward to tomorrow, where we'll probably get more, because we just recorded this podcast.
Right.
At least can we get the names for them?
Granted, I normally have a massive erection, but still, I get excited at more Pokemon reveals.
Also, they announced an Amazon Steelbook for Sun and Moon combo pack that looks really cool.
Oh, yeah. I saw that.
Well,
yeah.
I saw a thing where they had announced it just other places, and...
Now they just need to announce the special edition 3DS XL.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So the black one with Solgaleo and Lunala on it.
Yeah. Need to get on.
Yeah, you twat wrangler.
Stop wrangling those twats. Let them run free. You know how it is. I don't even know anymore.
I wrangled your mom's.
I want a plushie of Petalbear and the Ghost Pikachu.
I'm not sure if they could legally sell a plush of Petalbear.
Would it kill me? Just,
they're going to put it at Build a Petalbear. It's going to be a new thing.
Jesus. Build a Petalbear, oh my lord.
Well, speaking of Petal Pokemon, now it's time for...
Ramble, ramble, ramble time.
Oh. Brian didn't growl loud enough.
Fucker!
Just the end of it, just that one. The segment called Fucker. So, it kind of like segues nicely because the first two questions we have are Pokemon related. So
just keep asking us Pokemon questions because honestly, fuck everything else.
So both from Kieran
Foster. I'm glad I'm not the only person that feels that way.
Is if you could choose one of the other Kalos gym leaders to replace Clement as Ash's companion, who would it be? I think you guys should lead this because I don't remember anybody else, to be honest.
Ramos.
That's the old man, right?
Is that just because his name rhymes with John Stamos? I guess I could just look at this. Like, look it up, because I have...
Yeah, that's the old man from Coumarine City.
I don't even know that.
Let's see. Karina, but then there'd be two vaginas on the team.
I can't remember any of the gym leaders, like, names or faces past, like, Hoenn. Like, offhand. Fucking, I don't even remember any of these guys' personalities.
I think,
Give him Wolfric, and he just has to walk around with, like, wearing his coat around his shoulders like Yugi. Like
that, he would be an epic companion. Like, for real.
Oh my god, I can't wait to see Wolfric.
Like,
I'm
trying to think of Julio.
My thought with this is...
Oh god, he's thinking.
Like, get rid of Clement because he's an asshat. Get rid of Serena because she's the worst. Bring in, like, a generic dude companion. Even though you don't really have to, if you wanted to, you can... And make Karina the traveling companion?
Yes.
Because she already had a decent-sized arc in the series with training Lucario and Mega Evolution and all that. If you stretched that out, it could have made for a pretty interesting story as Ash was going through all the gyms
of her trying to master Mega Evolution. And then we could have someone constantly Mega Evolving.
Yeah.
Just fun. I like Mega Evolution and want more of it.
You know, thinking about that concept, though, it would actually be interesting if they did, like, instead of having the female trainer be the companion, do the male version.
Yeah.
Like, and they could make it... like
That's sexist.
Well, because they could do it so that... Because, like, the male version in both Well, in this one, he's got, like, the hat on, so he would look kind of samey to Ash, but since there's character customization, you could use his base model and, like, not give him a hat or give him a different hat, because, like, I just booted up my X copy the other day to download Shaymin, and I went in and did the battle with your rival Serena, and she's, like, not wearing a hat, and it doesn't even look like her, so that would actually be interesting if, like, next gen they did a female gym leader companion and then used the male companion. That could actually be interesting to do.
Yeah.
But still give him a story and not just, hey, this is interesting because they did something different, and then have him, like, just wander around aimlessly.
Seriously, the Wolfric is the right answer.
That's the only answer.
Look at that man, he's majestic.
Like, every time he looked at him, like, his coat would just be billowing and some sort of, like, orchestral music would just play, like, any time. Okay, so our second Pokemon-related question is, if you were to form a party out of any of Ash's Pokemon, including ones he's thrown away, that's a funny way of putting it, which six would you choose from? Now, does this mean, like, a party to battle or just, like, a fucking rager, like, where we're just all, like, getting drunk, like, just, like, you know, primate pounding, like, you know, 40s, you know how it is.
Why do we put up with him?
I mean, it wouldn't be Ash's Pokemon, but Ludicolo would be a hell of a fun of the party. I mean, you can just tell.
That is true.
Ludicolo is just
that
Tauros.
Guy that wants to get crunk.
Just six Tauros, boom, done. And you can just go home. And, you know, hope you don't fight any fighting types.
I'm trying to think about Ash's Pokemon.
It would just be starters, because the strongest ones are starters. So you'd have, like, Charizard and Sceptile and, like, Greninja.
Okay. I would have, I'd have Sceptile and Greninja. And, Infernape. I happen to like Infernape. And Snorlax. And then... what's that's four? Let's see, what other types do we have? Gible, and I'd make it evolve. And you know what? Fuck Gible. We're getting Noivern. That way we have a dragon and flying at once. And I need number six. Heracross. Hello? The fuck happened?
Nothing. Not a damn thing.
Quote to this episode. You know how it is, and hello?
Well, like, I finished talking and there was dead silence and no one responded, and I was
You want
scared.
An applause? Like,
well, no, I was just scared that I just spent 5 minutes talking and no one heard it, because that's happened before.
I would probably go with, do we have to use Pikachu?
No, I didn't. Fuck Pikachu. Fuck him in the ass.
I'm gonna use Pikachu anyway because Pikachu cheats. So, that might be a beneficial tactic.
I mean, why aren't we picking Bulbasaur? He can use Whirlwind. I mean, honestly.
Pikachu Greninja's, does cheat. Greninja's gonna give me a Sceptile Infernape.
I'd also accept Laylee as an answer.
I want him to use Snorlax because I have a huge bias with Snorlax. And then... Scraggy.
The jokes write themselves on that one.
No. Scraggy. Actually, you know what? Fuck that. Fuck the strongest team. We're just gonna pick a team of my favorite Pokemon.
Oh my god. This so is gonna be even worse.
He's gonna use Charizard. Snorlax. Torkoal.
Torkoal!
Scraggy.
Why isn't it G here?
I ain't even trying to hear that. That's like Barney levels. Classic to G.
Corphish.
Corphish.
I don't know how many that is. And Heracross and Greninja. All of them.
Heracry
Ninja. There's gonna be Digicrossing. That's the new gimmick, actually.
I think Brian just fused somebody together.
Speaking of, I forgot to mention this when we were actually talking about Pokemon. Did anyone watch the new Japanese trailer?
Yes.
Like, yeah, because they showed, like, what the fuck happened in it? Like, triangle shaped thingies, but we have no idea what they do.
They're doing weird poses, and things were happening, and
I saw that, and I was confused and scared, and I wanted to hide under my desk.
They cut him off before they finished. And there was something else.
That sounds dirty.
Damn it, wasn't there something else? Because there was the riding Pokemon thing, there was the little symbols, and I feel like there was something else that was, like, a talking point, but I can't think of
it. They were riding Pokemon. Like, they were riding Sharpedos and shit. Tauros, and it was glorious. Stoutland was there. I got a second massive erection.
Yeah, I don't remember what the third thing was. Alright. So, unfortunately, we're moving on to a non-Pokemon related thing to finish off. With our first Fuck, Marry, Kill X-esque question from Jordan Baker, which is keep, rewrite, or destroy? Kamen Rider, Doctor Who, and Flareo. That's easy. That's an easy one. So, you destroy Kamen Rider right off the bat. Like, you don't even have to think about it. Like, can I just destroy it three times? Just for good measure, so it's good and gone. And then, keep Doctor Who, and I would rewrite Flareo, but only the arrow portion. And I would maybe give Barry better decisions. But that's really it.
I'm gonna be honest, that's my answer. Like, I don't have enough problems than
either of them, but that's actually Brian took the thing that I was going to say, which is that's actually my answer. Like, that's
like, I don't have any problems with Doctor Who enough to want to rewrite it, and my problems with just Arrow in particular are small enough to where you could just rewrite it and it would be fine. And honestly, I don't care enough about Kamen Rider right now to care.
Yeah, like, that's why it's an easy decision. Like,
That's the thing, is that, you know, I like Kamen Rider, but I could live without it. Like, if it suddenly went away tomorrow, I'm okay.
My channel would suffer a wee bit, but it's fine.
But it's fine.
But you have an influx of Pokemon on your channel, so you're good.
Exactly.
You don't always have an influx of Pokemon on your channel, but when you do, you have an influx of Pokemon.
Like, my wallet would be happy, but then I'd just use the extra money to buy more Pokemon things, or more DVDs or something. But, like, I'd be okay. I'd live. I wouldn't freak out. I wouldn't get overly upset. I love Doctor Who a lot. And like Dawson said, I don't really have any... And Brian, I don't really have any problems with it, as is. Flareo, I would kind of rewrite some of the Arrow portions, some. Because Flash, I don't really have a problem with, except Barry's kind of an idiot sometimes. I'd maybe do some a little bit less whining about the mother dying, and then the dad dying. And
they were practically strangers.
But yeah, I agree. I would do that. That's kind of the only answer. I mean, I guess you could come up with another answer, but you couldn't really justify it well enough.
You can keep Flareo and then rewrite Doctor Who, so they mainly just rewrite Russell T. Davies so he does another season of Torchwood instead of literal kid trash. But like, in the end, you're just always destroying Kamen Rider. It's not even a question. Sorry, Vantara. Your defenders are gone.
I'm trying to think of a universe in which you would keep Kamen Rider. Or like, or at least a universe in which you would destroy one of the other two. I don't know how you would... You could justify doing that.
Probably on Earth 2.
Yeah.
Earth 2. Like, I don't think there's an Earth in which, like, that happens.
I was going to say maybe the one where there's nothing, but then there's no one to even vote. And that concludes the Hunger Dean. And now it's time for
final things. I have a thingy and it's not final. What?
Not N3P. So, as usual, generic speech about keep sending in the questions. Thank you to Jordan Baker for sending us in multiple of those type of questions. I'm just saving them in case everyone else sucks and doesn't send them in. But like I've said before, those are actually really fun questions to get because it can make for really fun things where we just talk about how much we don't like Toku
and how much we like Pokemon. Harder than the last one.
Or just as easy, or both. I like it easy and hard. You know how it is.
Oh, no.